All right, everybody, welcome in to the Game Blitz. It might be the quarterfinal edition of high school football playoffs, but it's an award-winning edition of the Game Blitz tonight. We got with you to midnight tonight. We got at least 18 games involving teams in Middle Tennessee tonight, maybe a few more because I use my McGavick math. I can't count that great. But anyway, it's going to be a fun night. We're here till midnight. Inside, Big Kenny running the show tonight. Elijah Campbell in studio. Elijah, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. We got a lot of great games tonight.
I feel like I'm talking to you from a train tunnel. Can you hear me? Does it sound okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You sound great.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, you sound fantastic.
I just wanted that compliment to do from you right there.
So. Yeah, you're fishing for them, and it's working.
So the best question I got all week about this show was, how in the world are you going to fill 6 hours quarterfinal games? And I said,
easy.
That's our problem, not your problem. we got it covered, man. So it's a fun night.
It is a fun night. And it's going to be easy, because at this point, like, we have a lot of things to talk about, like, with these teams. Each team's gone through an incredible journey just to get to this point, right? And the storylines are abundant because it is rematch heaven. Clay County and Gordonsville in 1A, they played a 7-point thriller to end the season, in which Clay County once saw them win the region. Smith County and East Nashville, they're playing tonight. That was a 15-14 thriller just a few weeks ago, with Smith County winning that game to seal the deal in the region. Henry County and Springfield was a 29-28 thriller back on September 30th. They are rematching tonight in
Love
the playoffs.
It.
And then, of course, Nolensville and Page, they played an overtime thriller earlier this season. They're playing in Nolensville tonight for another rematch. So we have rematches everywhere. That's kind of like the theme for tonight. Oakland and Blackman. Blackman's going to get their last shot at Oakland. So that one's going to be an interesting game as well. So there's a lot of storylines to look through tonight, as well as some other games that might not be rematches. But Friendship Christian and USJ, like, that one almost feels like a de facto
Correct.
State title game in itself, because those are probably the two best teams in that entire classification, just the way the bracket goes. That's how they're going to meet in the semis instead of the finals. So there's a lot to talk about. Anytime I heard, you know, oh, well, how are you going to fill 6 hours tonight? You know, there's only, I think by my count, 26 teams, I guess, left in Middle Tennessee, which is the most of any region, East,
right.
Middle, and West, playing tonight. Easy. We have a lot to talk about with these teams because we've covered them all season long. And, of course, you know, coaches call, roll in afterwards. So there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of juiciness here in the Mid-State. I foresee no issue filling 6 hours tonight.
Me neither. It's funny, you know, we talk about, you said that Smith County East Nashville game. It seems like it was played last night. You know, basically, right? That finished out the season. And what a ball game that was. They lose by a point. And because of that, East Nashville's got to travel back to Smith County tonight. So, I mean, there's all these great, you talk about these great rematches that are going on tonight. The Nolensville game and the Page game is fantastic. So up and down the line, it's going to be a lot of fun. But that Smith County East Nashville game, again, you've been to the Smith County to a game up there, and it's fantastic.
It is a unique experience. It's got like that quintessential small town high school football feel, right? You know, like from the movie Friday Night Lights, where the whole community is just, you know, bat bleep crazy about their football team. It's kind of what it is there. It's an older stadium, kind of like on the top of a hill, but like it's kind of like its own unique setting. But man, like, they pack the place. It's always a fantastic environment. Regular season, postseason, like, they know the stakes of the game. They know exactly what kind of game they got when they shared the field a couple weeks ago. I have nothing but just the highest expectation of that environment. And Rusty Ellis from the UC Reporter is at that game tonight, so he's going to be calling in once that one
Love
concludes
it.
to discuss exactly what all went down. And I am very eager to hear exactly what that place is going to feel like tonight, because Carthage, Tennessee goes all out when it comes to their high school football.
I love that, because I've never been
awesome.
To a game there. I've always wanted to go to a game there, but I've never had the opportunity to go up there. Closer to home, Beach and Cane Ridge tonight.
Delicious game.
I mean, these are just two massively powerful football teams going head-to-head tonight. And if somebody said, all right, you got to pick a winner or else, I'd be like, all right, or else. There's no way I could predict this game tonight.
It's tough. I mean, it's a little contrast in style, right? Like, Beach has that beautiful game. They play in the trenches. It's a power, you know, offense. You know, they'll run the ball all which direction. A little older school, a throwback kind of feel. And Cane Ridge can beat you in so many different ways. Siobhan Abdul has had a great year at quarterback for Cane Ridge. Jalen Johnson, in terms of just best overall game-changing athletes on both sides of the ball, whether it be playing tight end or defensive end, is one of the greatest one-man difference makers that we've seen in high school football this year. And like that offense can do it to you on the ground, through the air, defensively. I think when they gave up a touchdown, I think, in garbage time of that second round playoff game, and that was their first score given up since early October.
Good Lord.
They don't give up points, Joe.
You know, Beach lost the opening game of the season to Farragut, up in Farragut, back on August the 19th by 3 points, and they just rolled. And I'm trying to think if a team has held them under 20 points, and it's crazy. The team that's held them the lowest points the regular season, Summit.
Summit.
Held them to 22 points, and they scored 26, 35, 38, 42, 42, 27, 37, 49, and Summit held them to 22. So I don't know what Coach Brian Coleman did that night with them to slow them down, but they only won 22-7. Since then, they've been on a tear. But that wing T, the offense, it's never going to go away. It's going to be around. We're going to come back 400 years from now, Elijah. Teams will still be running the wing T.
Oh,
yeah. It just doesn't go away.
It won't go away. It's like the ultimate equalizer right. of any kind of high school football team, especially like, you know, those small like 1A, 2A schools.
Yeah.
Like, it's got everything. There's the element of surprise, you know, play action passes, sweeps, everything you could possibly want, you know, deception within your set, reformation on offense. Like, the wing T is that's the classic high school football offense, and it's crazy because no one runs it quite like Oakland and Beach, and those are two teams that are still playing tonight because they run it like the – you know, the Green Bay Packers did the Packers sweep, the Vince Lombardi special Packers sweep back in the day.
And you know it's coming.
Perfection. You know it's coming, but they're going to execute it, right. And they're going to task you with stopping it. You can't.
All right, so another big game tonight. Our friends listen over in Paris, Tennessee tonight, mm-hmm. Springfield and Henry County. You've been on the Henry County bandwagon since week one. And these two teams played back on, I'm pulling the schedule up right now.
September 30th.
Gosh, you're just amazing.
Machine.
29-28, September 30th, Henry County won at Springfield. This could be a colossal matchup. And I hate it, Elijah, because one team's got to go home tonight.
Yep. And what would be unfortunate, because like, think of it either way. Let's play both sides of the coin of possibility here. Henry County loses. They have this fantastic season. Their only losses are to the best of the best in the state. They get that big win against Springfield, a tough, hard-fought win at Springfield to win the region. And then the game that they lose to end their special season, a season in which they are one of the favorites to win 5A for the entire state, is a team within their own region that they've already beaten once this year. And if you're Springfield, you have beaten every single 5A foe imaginable except Henry County. And to lose to them again, even getting another shot, would be really painful for those kids, and it'd be tough for that community to lose that game just because they've had a dominant defense all season long. They've had an awesome season as well, and for it to be a familiar foe to lose to end your season, especially after you're so close the first time,
yeah,
be a bummer.
You know, we could do just four games tonight and go for 5 hours. Springfield, Henry County, East Nashville, Smith, Blackman, Oakland, and Page and Nolensville.
Yes.
I mean, massive game. That's Page Nolensville game. They played in the regular season when the overtime. Nolensville won. The only time they led all night was when they won the ball game. What kind of game you expect there tonight? Same or no?
Ooh, I expect the same. That one's so tough in terms of who I think is going to have the edge. Man, like that's tough because, I mean, Page has rolled through. Mount Juliet ended up giving him a pretty good game after. That was a nice back and forth
right.
that they've had. But Page also has a group of kids that have been there before. They made this run last year. Nolensville might be playing with a little more pressure to have to do it again at home, to do it undefeated, knowing they haven't lost a game this year. One of the very few teams left in the exclusive Elijah Campbell Undefeated Club. It is getting awfully slim in there. It is almost closing time.
I love this.
It's funny you ask because I keep a running tally on a notepad on my phone. And last week we had a lot of teams actually eliminated from it. You know, Munford, when they got beat by Springfield, manhandled by Springfield, they got kicked out. Right now we have only 13 teams in the entire state that have yet to lose a game. 5 in Middle Tennessee. None in 6A, 3 in 5A, 3 in 4A, none in 3A, none in 2A, 3 in 1A, and then the private school divisions, Division 2, 1A, you have Friendship Christian, Division 2, 2A, you have Knox Webb and Lipscomb Academy. They're playing each other tonight. Division 2, 3A, MBA, they're playing Macaulay. And then you have a couple of games between unbeaten teams, Greenville and Anderson County in 4A. Two 12-0 teams, they play each other tonight. Daniel Boone and Knox West, two 12-0 teams in 5A, they play tonight. So this club can almost be completely vacant by the end of the night.
I'm really looking forward to all the games tonight. And for some reason, the Blackman-Oakland game, because Blackman's been on such a tear, Oakland destroyed them during the regular season. To see in Oakland, and Blackman had a tough win last week versus Coffee County. Oakland's been kind of mad at the world since they lost to CPA. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of game to expect tonight, whether Oakland beats them like 68-14, or Blackman beats him. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think what makes this such a tough, just a bad matchup for Blackman is offensively they're dynamite, right? Like they might have the best passing offense in the entire state, regardless of classification. But if there's anything that Oakland can do to neutralize it, it's having those kind of athletes on the perimeter. They have guys that play two ways better than almost anybody in the state. They are flooded with athletes. They can play well on the perimeter. They have so much speed. And then offensively, they dominate or execute, I guess, the wing tee, like we mentioned earlier, that beautifully aforementioned offense that a lot of teams in the state run. They run the wing tee better than anybody else. I mean, Beach, it is a masterclass. And if there's anything that Blackman hasn't done well this year, sometimes it's defend and stopping the other team from scoring over 30-plus points. It wasn't close last time they played. I hate to say it. I think Oakland wins this one by a couple touchdowns tonight, too. Blackman might have a couple early scores in there. They might empty up the clip in the playbook, so to speak. And anything that Coach Tigard has sat on this year, you will probably see in the first half tonight to try to get them into it, get them, you know, like a trick play to get them into it early, maybe get an early 7-0 lead, spark a little fire here. But Oakland's too dominant. I think ever since that CPA loss, maybe that probably forced a great awakening in that locker room, and they've certainly played like it.
That's a good way to put it. We'll also be keeping an eye on some of the schools in the east and western part of Tennessee, especially when we talk about Oakland Blackman. They'll play the winner of the Maryville and Science Hill game, and Maryville's up on Science Hill 7-0 right now. Maryville had a 9-3 season, so they went, I guess, 7-3.
Uncharacteristic loss. They lost so when they lost to Cleveland in the regular season, they lost at Cleveland, a non-playoff team. That was their first region loss, Joe, in like 24 years. 24 years.
That's pretty good.
I think I was in kindergarten the last time they lost a region game, regardless of region. So they've had some surprising losses. Maryville did drop 3 games. They lost to Alcoa, lost to Cleveland, and they dropped another one in the regular season, too. That was really surprising. I can't remember the last time a Maryville team has lost 3 games in a regular season, but it was historic. We'll see. It was to that Cleveland loss. Knox West beat him by 2 touchdowns.
How do you remember that? Did you write it down?
I write it down.
Okay.
Yeah. I have this big book right here, my textbook. I jotted down amazing. The entire season of this thing, man. The entire thing. Study it like it's a class.
That's fantastic.
I did not do that scholastically.
No. All right, we are offering until midnight tonight here on 102.5, 106 for the game. Coming up next, we'll talk to Riverdale head football coach Will Kreisky, who faced both Blackman and Oakland, and we'll get his unique perspective on that. We're with you to midnight. We're excited about this. Elijah Campbell, Big Kenny behind the glass, Big Joe here tonight, again, till midnight with the quarterfinal action of the high school football. It's all brought to you by our good friends at Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy. All right, welcome back to the Game Blitz here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Got you till midnight tonight. A lot of great games across the schedule and across the state of Tennessee, including one down in Murfreesboro tonight as Blackman travels to take on Oakland. And one coach who knows both programs really well, he's a friend of the show. Let's bring in the head coach at Riverdale High School, Coach Will Kreisky. Coach, thanks for doing this tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Always. All right, let's start first with Blackman. You played them back in week 3, which seems like 8 years ago. It also seems like 5 hours ago. You lost that game 34-27. Blackman's been on a tear kind of since that game. What do you remember about that game? And also, let me ask you this. How do you stop Blackman from putting up these massive numbers?
You know, Blackman does a good job. What you got to do is you got to have ball control and keep the ball out of their hands. And also, you got to play really good special teams. They do a good job with their kickoff team, creating different looks for their onside kicks. And their kicker does an excellent job of being able to put it in certain places, you know, to throw you off. And they do a really good job with their kickoff team. But you got to keep it out. You know, Ben Marshall is one of the top players in the state. Luckily for us, Ben Marshall was out the game that we played him. But Ben Marshall, they'll direct snap it to him, and he'll take control of the game. And, you know, they're big up front. Their line does a great job. But also, you know, when you don't have it in Ben's hands, you got Justin Brown, you know, outside. And you know, their quarterback throws the ball really well. So they do a really good job making sure all their playmakers get the ball in their hands.
When you play them, is the whole goal, do you need to get time of possession to keep the ball away from them? Does that help?
Yeah, you don't want to. You can't have 3 and outs and, you know, and punt, because they're gonna score points. You have to limit their possessions. You have to do a good job. Unfortunately for us, they were able to get an onside kick and then an interception, which created, you know, two extra possessions for them, which they got extra opportunities that night. But, again, you don't want them to be able – you want to limit how many times they touch the ball.
Mm-hmm. Talking to head coach Will Kreisky from the Riverdale Warriors, a man who is very familiar with both Oakland and Blackman as they square off in some quarterfinal action tonight. And coach, unfortunately for you and your team, you had the, you know, the pleasure of playing Oakland a week after they got beat for the first time in what seems like multiple presidential administrations. But since then, they've been a team on a mission. Oakland has been kicking it in another gear. What do you think that loss has done to that team and kind of what makes them so difficult to have to play against week in and week out?
Well, you know, that loss, you know, was, again, uncharacteristic for them. But their kids was able to bounce back. Eric Taylor was able to come back. He was out most of the year with injury, and he came back after that game and was able to do a lot of good things. He's finally healthy, and they're getting the ball in his hands. And not only do they have Eric Taylor, they got T.T. Hill. And, of course, everybody knows Cade Hewitt. Cade Hewitt does a good job, and Cade Hewitt's a true leader and does a great job leading that team. What really separates them is what they do up front. Coach David Watson does a really good job with the offensive line. You know, they have one of their better offensive linemen, Jake Riggs, get hurt this year. He actually got hurt against Blackman the first time they played Blackman. And then Coach Watson was able to put guys in and fill them in and keep them dominated. They are big and physical up front, and that's what they pride themselves on, is how physical and big they attack you up front. And that's where, you know, they were able to dominate on us, unfortunately. And, you know, they kept it between the tackles and ran the ball really well.
And when you look at kind of the matchup tonight between both of these teams, is there a possible, I guess, matchup or an area of the field that maybe Blackman can possibly exploit if they're to keep themselves in this game and make it competitive?
You know, yeah, you know, Blackman, again, Jake does a good job throwing the ball. And, you know, with the two receivers they have in the tight end, you know, if they can get the ball, you know, in their hands and, you know, keep the Oakland secondary on their toes, that would be really big. But again, you got to be able to stop Oakland's offense. You know, they, you know, Coach Kreisky does a really good job calling those plays and getting those guys the ball and, you know, finding creative ways to get touchdowns. But, you know, I say if Blackman does, they got to get creative and, you know, confuse Oakland secondary.
All right, Coach, let me ask this. How does Blackman win this game tonight? And if you say by scoring more points, we're hanging up on you. How does Blackman
True, though.
How does Blackman win the game tonight?
Now, see, the first game is that Oakland was able to capitalize on their special teams, and Oakland did not turn the ball over or create a loss of turnover with the onside kick. If Blackman can get a few of those onside kicks and get those steal those extra possessions away from Oakland, then they'll have that opportunity.
How does Oakland not lose this game?
Again, Oakland doesn't lose this game by not turning the ball over and, you know, giving the ball to Cade Hewitt and letting him control the offense, chewing up the clock. And, you know, Oakland's going to have misdirection plays. And if it's not going to Cade or TT or Eric, you know, one of those guys, you know, they'll be able to make plays, chew up the clock, and then, again, like you said, score more points.
All right, let me ask you this about your football team. We talked to you at the beginning of the season. Did you tell me you lost 31 seniors? Was that correct?
Yes, sir. The year before, we lost 31 seniors, so they all graduated. But, again, that's part of high school football. You got to move on and get the next group ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, and plus you coach against the Oaklands and the Blackmans and the Rockvilles and everything, so it's not like you get a week off, do you?
No, sir, no. It's always, you know, and that's why you want to be a part of this league, is always playing tough opponents and week in and week out have your guys ready to play and ready to go.
Coach, last one for me here, too. Obviously, one of the biggest names on your team was Caleb Herring, one of the highest, you know, touted recruits in the entire state, going to be playing at Tennessee next year, I believe. And for a big Orange Country that's listening, you know, right now, what kind of kid are they getting with him?
They're getting an exceptional kid. Again, we got beat by Lebanon, and that Monday he's in the weight room working out, spending 2 hours after school working out and getting ready. You know, Caleb will be up there December 16th practicing with them for their bowl game, whatever opportunity they get. And, you know, he's getting himself prepared mentally. He's done everything right in the classroom to make sure that he'll start school there in January. I don't know if there's a teacher at Riverdale High School that's ever said anything negative about that young man. He's an exceptional young man with high character, young man with great pride, and prides himself on being excellent in everything that he does.
Are you going to the game tonight?
I am actually going to a coach of mine that I work with, Chase Brooks, is playing. East Robertson's playing tonight against Tyner. So I'm headed down there to support Coach Brooks tonight.
I love it. Coach, thanks for your time. You know, we thank the world of you. Appreciate you coming on, and be careful tonight.
All right, thank you, Joe. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Coach Will Kreisky at Riverdale. Yeah, you know, I love the fact that, I mean, it's you think about having to face black men in Oakland and two completely different offenses and two completely different defenses, and that's how you got to spend your week trying to prepare for this. But I think the game that's going to be, again, this will be a fantastic game. I hope so.
Yeah, and it's what I like about it is, you know, Blackman's going to give their absolute greatest effort. Obviously, everybody's giving their greatest effort tonight. Like, duh, it's the playoffs. Everyone's giving their greatest effort. But you know that as good of a coaching staff they have, as creative as an offense as they are, that there's going to be some tricks up their sleeve that have reserved for a game in which they get to face off against Oakland again. I'm very curious to see what a rematch between these two teams looks like.
I also love the fact that Coach Kreisky is the first coach this year who really honored the offensive line coach at another school. David Watson does a fantastic job at Oakland. Great player at MTSU, great coach at Oakland there. So that was a first for us in week 15 or whatever it
is. For an individual position coach talking about the trenches there. It's good stuff.
Look at that. You play those teams every, you know, each week in that schedule down at Murfreesboro. Yeah. All right, so in a few moments we're going to go up to Paris, Tennessee, Springfield, Henry County. That's a game I wish we could helicopter to tonight.
Oh, that if I could clone myself, I could send the clone to me to a certain place.
Right.
I think Henry County Springfield would be the game for me. I think the last three or four games they've played against each other have been thrillers. They've all been one score games. It's been fantastic, showdowns.
I just think thousands. Everybody in that region and that area is going to be there tonight. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and that's against two evenly matched teams that are familiar with each other. It might get a little chippy. There's going to be a lot of trash being talked. It's going to be a fantastic environment. Like, that's going to be – that. If you're just a pure football enthusiast, you don't need a lot of context to be able to go into that game and be able to enjoy it.
August the 19th, you picked Henry County.
I did. Declared.
All the way. And so we have got you a jersey. We got you to walk out with it. If you make it to Chattanooga, the state championship, you get to go out to the coin toss and possibly.
Tails never fails, baby.
Possibly get in for a play or two.
That's right. I might be able to call a few plays. I have a few up my sleeve as well that I guarantee the coach in the state has seen before. Yeah. So it wouldn't be the worst idea if Coach Counts lets me call a play or two.
You'd be like Eli Manning in that Chad Powers skit on ESPN, which is fantastic. Like, what is he? He looks old, but he's not old. But he can play ball, though. He's out here. That'll be you, man.
That would be me, yeah.
Seeing you out there do that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to John Davidson, part of the radio crew, of the Henry County Springfield game tonight. We'll take you up to Paris, Tennessee. That's next. You listen to the Game Blitz on 102.5, 106.3. The game brought to you by Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy. All right, welcome back to the Game Blitz here on 102.5, 106.3 of the game. It's going to be that kind of night tonight, my friends. Fantastic, fun night. Quarterfinals of high school football. We got you till midnight tonight. So just sit back and enjoy the ride with us. Let's head up now to Paris, Tennessee, and talk to John Davidson, part of the radio crew on the Henry County Springfield game tonight. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy, good. How you doing there, Big Joe?
What's colder tonight, where you are or where you were last night at Lambeau Field?
Obviously, where we it was cold but cozy, given all the 78,000 people crammed in Lambeau, all bleachers. The seating here at Patriot Stadium, much like Lambeau, there's no chair backs here, but it's good and cool here tonight as well.
Now, Elijah Campbell, my co-host, will have some serious good questions about the game tonight. But tell me about the atmosphere, because I've never been to a game there, John, but I've heard nothing but fantastic things about that atmosphere in Paris and Henry County.
Well, as I stand here, I can see four tailgate parties still going on. When I say tailgate parties, they're large in size, big tent, campfires. There's three of the tailgates have gumbo or or ham and beans tonight. There's some catfish and there's some fried chicken. There's burgers. There's all kind of tailgates around. And a little slower arriving crowd tonight given the weather, but I expect to be a little bit better crowd than probably last week with the Portland game. But, yeah, it's a pretty exciting atmosphere. A little intimidating, we've heard, from other folks coming in here. But I doubt that's the case for Springfield tonight. They're a very good football team. They travel well, too. And they, too, have an intimidating place to play there in Springfield.
Talking to John Davidson from the Henry County Broadcast. And, John, a pleasure to have you on. And this Henry County team is one that, you know, at the very beginning of the season, our very first show here on Game Blitz, I called my shot and said they're going to win state in 5A, and they've done nothing but impress all season long, even their losses. You know, a 5-point loss to Beach, a 2-point loss to Brentwood, have been very high-quality losses, and a lot of their wins have been blowout wins. But what's been one of the more impressive things that this team does well that you've been able to notice as the season's gone along?
Well, as you talk to Coach Crabtree and the guys at Brentwood, they play us for a reason, and we play them for a reason. Those are physical football teams. Especially this year's Beach team. It's a very physical team, much like this team with Springfield. So that's what Henry County does well in the off-season scrimmages. We'll scrimmage NBA. Went down and scrimmaged Christian Brothers down in Memphis. We want to get that physicality over early, or get accustomed to it early. And so that's what you hear from the other schools, maybe the non-top-tier schools. Oh, man, we just can't match the physical play of Henry County. But now, once you get to quarterfinals and we win tonight and get to Thanksgiving week, all the teams kind of look the same. So can you match them from a physical nature? That's the question, right? And so last year at Page was a perfect example of that. They were able to sneak out the victory there at Page. But man, from a physical standpoint, they were just the Patriot offensive line was just having their way there. But then guarding the quarterback or trying to guard the receivers for 8-10 seconds of time, hard for anybody to do, right? But Henry County hangs their hat on that O-line, punishing defense. That's what they want to establish early in these football games.
And this game tonight, it's one of many, you know, rematches across the state that the teams that are meeting in the quarterfinals here. This was one of the best games that we had from a regular season standpoint all year long in terms of, you know, matchup, drama, excitement. What was on the line in that game when these teams met on September 30th? What was it that Henry County did so well to be able to kind of steal that game away on the road?
Well, that game was probably closer than it should have been. Henry County led that football game 14-0 at halftime. Now, keep in mind, one score was a defensive pick six for a score, but we had control. Henry County had control of that game at halftime. First two plays in the second half, Henry County's two best defensive players go out. We're still missing Thomas Conroy off the D-line with a knee injury sustained on the second play of the second half of that game at Springfield. The very next play, another very important defensive player gets hurt, who's also our second-best offensive player. So we went without him for the rest of that game and in the next week as well. So as you well know, guys, following any kind of sports, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, when you get that momentum kind of rolling, it's kind of a hard thing to stop. But even at that, Springfield had a long drive there at the very end. And on a fourth down, there was this pass interference call. Again, we know the situation with how hard it's been to get officials and that type of thing. We never want to throw darts at those guys because we're glad to have them. But we had a pass interference call when two of those Springfield receivers run into one another and our defenders 4 yards back. Kept a drive going. But be that as it may, the call happened. They still managed to score. They still managed to get the two-point conversion. Credit to Springfield. But the Patriots were able to win the toss, elect to go on defense first. Springfield scored, kicked the extra point. Henry County then gets the ball in overtime, scores first play, call timeout, dialed up a play on two-point conversion, scored, took the victory to the house, and hence that's why we're here tonight, due to that very play.
Amazing. Talking to John Davidson, part of the radio crew tonight in Henry County, taking on Springfield. Now, John, if you look at the schedule overall and you say, well, after the first four games, Henry County's 2-2, uh-oh. Then you look, they lost to Beach by 5 points, Brentwood by 2 points. So two games lost by seven. But let me ask you about this defense, because I know there's some teams that have scored in mop-up time, but we love to talk about offense. But my goodness, this defense in Henry County, quite impressive. Have you seen that all year long from this team?
Pretty much. Again, we have noticed a surge of a young man named Aiden Harris filling in for Thomas Conroy, who we actually lost in the Springfield game, but got a senior D tackle. Randall Foster is a load to block, often faces double teams. The secondary covers well. They're fast. They're physical. They hit. They like to pick off passes. And then our linebacking core has kind of been underrated. These guys can really lay lay the lumber and have really made a difference here the latter part of this season. And you mentioned something there about the 0-2 start, the 1-2 start, or whatever it was. We were at 2-2 at one point, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But we look at last week, Springfield makes the long road trip down to Mumford. And we kind of looked at Mumford's schedule, not that we don't appreciate Mumford, but we kind of saw their schedule, kind of saw what they've been doing. And everybody's talking about, oh, well, we'll end up having to go to Mumford. I said, hold the phone, guys. Springfield's probably going to go down there and really do some damage. And sure enough, they did that, just that. And so these teams like Springfield, like Henry County, that play these tough non-region games in the part of their schedule, they do that for a reason. They do it for November, this week, next week, Thanksgiving, to get to the semifinals. That's why you load those schedules up and try to avoid the cupcake cities, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. And John, one player, I guess, too, that a lot of people have had their eyes on for Henry County this season. He's one of the highest ranked recruits in the state. That's Luke Brown. He is an exceptional talent there on the offensive line. But what kind of difference maker is it to have a player like that, that is an SEC caliber lineman, to really dictate the terms and conditions of the game in the trenches?
Yeah, so anytime you get to run that power left or run anything tossed to the left side, whatever, to have that luxury of a 6'5", 6'6", guy, 310 right there on the left side to run behind, that is a luxury. It's a luxury we don't always have. We had it several years ago with Andrew Jelks, who, by the way, is on the staff here now as a volunteer assistant. But last year at Page, that was something that we really got to hang our hats on, you know, scoring first play, you know, 50 yards, 60 yards, whatever. And now here, you get a third and one or a fourth and short to be able to line up and go behind him. But one thing we kind of overlook is his pass protection. You know, we have a pretty doggone good quarterback, too, in Ryan Dameron that you know, he has a pretty safe pocket back there to find, you know, Javion Boyd or Jace Kendall or Hudson Cifarillo, the tight end, dragging across. He has that time due to that offensive line, and a lot of that is that backside left tackle in big Luke Brown.
That's a good thing to have on your football team. All right, so John, before we let you go, Coach Counts has already said Elijah can come to the game, and if y'all make the state championship and be on the field for the coin toss, I'd like to come and speak to the team again after the season. Can we get that arranged?
Absolutely. You're always welcome here, guys. I mean, guys like you that love high school football like we do and love this community, I mean, we just appreciate you guys. And, you know, we get to have some pretty long road trips, so Springfield or Portland or Beach or Brentwood, riding home from those games, listen to you guys and listen to coaches from Macon County, White County, you name it, East Nashville. Just call into your show and talk about their night or Gordon, whoever it is. We don't normally get to see, but y'all bring that to life to all of us, and we just love that. It just kind of makes us feel like, hey, we were there. It's kind of like a sports center for high school football. Guys, we just absolutely – well, you can't get enough of it. We love it.
Live, but you just That's made great. Us a promo, John. Thank you. And we'll take jerseys and a helmet, too. Hey, man, best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you down the road, man. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yes, sir.
All right, John That's Davidson, tough. Part of the radio crew of the Henry County Springfield Games. Look at that, Elijah. We were welcome in Paris. You ever been to Paris, Tennessee?
I never have. Not a day in my life.
It's a haul, but it's pretty awesome up there.
Yeah, it's like going to McKay's to find some good treasure. You know, right. You kind of have to go off the beaten path a little bit, but, you know, you're not going to regret making the trip.
Well, you have to go that way. You have to pass McKay's to get to Henry County.
It's that side.
That side.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, any town that's got Bo Cephas in it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Plus, Bo Siegfried's got a cannon. He fires off cannonballs, man.
Really?
Wouldn't that be fun? How is that? Every time Henry County scores, you launch a cannon, something like that? That would be...
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Anytime you get to fire off live ammunition of any kind. Like for celebrating a high school
sure.
tour. Yeah, absolutely. As long as we all know it's coming, we don't take anybody by surprise.
Right. I asked Robbie Stanley. I was with the show with Robbie Stanley one morning, and they show Hank Jr., 4th of July, firing off the cannon. And I asked Robbie, I said, have you ever been hit by a cannonball? I'm just curious.
No, but I have seen that scene in The Patriot where one guy did not survive getting hit with a cannonball.
Oh, such a terrible question. Anyway, all right, so we got more of the game. Let's come up next. Next, we'll head down to Lincoln County, talk to their football coach, Eddie Cunningham, who faced both Nolensville and Page, who played tonight in the quarterfinal, a huge game. So stick it right here. This is the Game Blitz brought to you by Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, 102.5, 106.3 the game. We'll be right back. right, welcome back to the Game Blitz Show, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Some scores have already started on the some games have already started on the eastern part of the state, and CPA right now leads Chattanooga Christian 14-7. We'll have more of those that'll trickle in through the night. Yeah, as they're an hour ahead of us. They start at 6 our time.
It's like being a time machine.
That's right. Okay, let's go to the phone lines brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises and bringing the head coach at Lincoln County, Eddie Cunningham, whose team had to face Nolensville and Page this year. Coach, how are you? And thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Let's go back to your first game when you took on Nolensville back in the regular season. I know it's a long time ago. What do you remember about that game when you guys played?
Nolensville is extremely athletic. Their quarterback, he had not ran the ball a whole lot prior to our game, and then he decided he wanted to take off and show his wheels off a little bit. So he's extremely athletic. They're big, fast, strong, very, very well coached by Coach Derrick.
How do you stop them? I mean, they've put up a lot of points this year. They dropped 38 on you. Very good football team. How do you stop them?
It's going to be difficult. If it's anything like the last time the two teams played together, I watched that game pretty closely. Page has their hands full. I think so does Nolensville. So it should be a fantastic game tonight.
Chatting with Eddie Cunningham, head coach of the Lincoln County Falcons, or the Fighting Stan Harrisons, if you will. But, Coach, we'll talk about Page as well. You know, face them the last game of the regular season. What does Page do so well that has been able to let them sustain the success they've had for the last couple of years? And what's kind of unique about this year's team?
Well, I think this year's team, they're well-balanced. I think the last couple of years they've been more geared towards throwing the football a little bit. And I think this year Coach Rathbone, has tried to develop a run game, which has made his team probably a lot more complicated to defend. And they're just – consistently getting guys that are just coming out and playing, that they've got a drive that's starting to pay off for them.
Mm-hmm. And the game is at Nolensville tonight too. What about that atmosphere kind of makes it a little more unique for a kind of a newer school?
Nolensville has probably one of the most unique, and going in as an opponent, it's one of the most nerve-rattling atmospheres at a high school that you'll see probably across the state of Tennessee. Their student section is wild and crazy, and it's actually kind of fun to be a part of.
We're talking to Eddie Cunningham, head football coach in Lincoln County. His team had to face Nolensville and Page in the regular season. All right, let's talk about Page. You played them just a few weeks ago, October 28th. Lost 38-3. I mean, you pick your poison. I mean, 38 with Page, 30 with Nolensville. I mean, it's to me, they're almost like the same football team.
They are as equal as could possibly be. I think it's going to be one of those situations to see. I think both defenses play really, really well. I'm expecting kind of a defensive game tonight, and it may come down to who has the ball the last.
Yeah, that's exactly see the way. All right, so, Coach, let's put you in the shoes of Page. How do you beat Nolensville tonight?
I think they're going to have to run the ball. I think we had a little bit of success running the ball against Nolensville. I think Page is much better than we were. But I think that's one of the ways they're going to have to keep Nolensville from being on offense. They're going to have to control the clock, run it right at Nolensville, and hopefully sustain some drives and put some points up.
Coach, last one for me. We'll talk about your team here as well. Obviously, you guys were able to make the playoffs, and it was a very big deal, and be able to do it by getting a huge win against Columbia on October 14th to kind of punch your ticket. But over the course of the year, how did your team get better, and what did you kind of learn about your group as the season progressed?
Well, it's this being my first year, I was learning from our guys too, I thought that they, consistently came out each week. They worked really, really hard. School board didn't show some of those weeks, scores like 38-3, et cetera. But a lot of our ball games, we were actually in the game and being competitive up until about halftime, midway through the third quarter, and that's where we kind of fell off. So that's what we're going to try to focus on this offseason, is just trying to get in the weight room and get to a point to where we can compete with teams for four quarters.
Well, I mean, Coach, I'm looking at your schedule. You play Giles County playoffs, Centennial playoffs, Lebanon playoffs. I know you got to play Franklin County. They're in your region. But I saw the Giles County thing. What a great underrated program that's not talked about a lot in Giles County. Your impressions of Giles County, that was a tough first game for you guys this year.
Coach O'Connor always has Giles County extremely physical to play. That's where I'm actually heading here in just a few minutes. I'm going to go watch Giles County and Sweetwater. Yeah, Coach O'Connor has always consistently put out, you know, football teams that they're going to try to physically run you over. You know, they're going to control the line of scrimmage, offense and defense. So it's going to be the same thing year in and year out for him.
I don't need to put you on the spot. Best football team you faced all year? Who is it?
I would say it would probably either be Nolan Ford or Page.
That makes perfect sense. Still playing in the quarterfinals. Coach, thank you. Safe travels to Sweetwater. We appreciate you coming on the show, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, Eddie Cunningham, the coach at Lincoln County. I'm looking at Giles County, Centennial, Nolensville. He had to play Rockville, Lebanon, Franklin County. I mean, there's so much good football, Elijah, in Middle Tennessee. It's crazy.
The only non-playoff team they played that obviously wasn't in their region. Now, only one team in the region didn't make the playoff, and that was Columbia. And obviously they beat Columbia to get into the playoffs. But their only other non-playoff team, well, except for Spring Hill, was Siegel and Spring Hill, the two non-region, non-playoff teams. Not a lot of teams get to face those. And Siegel is a team that can make the playoffs. They played in literally any other region except the one they were
right
in.
Isn't that crazy? CPA now is over Chattanooga Christian, 21-7. The game's nearing halftime. That surprised
you? A little bit, because that's not an easy drive, obviously, from here in Nashville to Chattanooga. And Chattanooga Christian has some really impressive wins. That's a team, obviously, we don't get to talk about a lot here, because obviously they play in Chattanooga. But they gave McCauley a pretty good game to open the season. They beat Silverdale, who's a playoff team, beat them by like three touchdowns. They dismantled CAK and then beat Boyd Buchanan by a couple touchdowns early in the year too. Like, they have an impressive resume here in the over the course of the season. And they lost Knoxville Webb by one, and that was the closest anyone's gotten to beating Knoxville Webb. So Chattanooga Christian's a really good team. It also just goes to show the role that CPA has been on at the end of the year, and they probably had one of the more, I guess, deceitful 500 records right. You'll ever see in the history of high school football.
And they went 5-5?
I think they went 5-5, yeah. I have their page over here. Yeah, David's CPA went 1, 2, 3, great radio, I'm counting. 5, yeah, 5-5. 5-5 in the regular season.
That is, plus they beat Oakland in the regular season.
They did.
Too. So
it's
add that
no one does
as well. They were down last week to Lausanne.
Lausanne, yeah.
13-0, and then they rolled off 21 straight. Do I remember that correctly or
I
no?
Think that might have been it. I know they were down for a little bit. They came back and ended up winning that game. And I forgot, didn't even mention the entire time on the show, too, Lausanne's quarterback, Brock Glenn, is going to be playing at Ohio State
That's
next
right.
year.
He's really
They've
good.
They've got a stud on that team, and Lausanne's That's a really good football team, and CPA winning that game is significant. So if they're able to reel off wins against two of the better teams that aren't in Middle Tennessee in their classification, like, doesn't matter what happens, you know, because they win tonight, they're going to the state championship, presumably to face Lipscomb. But just the fact they'd be back in the state championship after the regular season they had at 5-5, it's pretty remarkable. We got a great program.
And they lost to Cane Ridge by 3 points in the regular. I mean, what a schedule. Brentwood Academy, NBA.
FRA was a one-point game.
Made the playoffs. Cane Ridge, I mean, that's just, again, loaded schools here in Middle Tennessee and a lot of high school football. All right, we're going to buckle in. We're going to hear it till midnight tonight. A lot of the games in Middle Tennessee will be kicking off here in about 3 minutes or so. A lot of games looking forward to. We'll go through all the games that are important to our area, and that is all the games because we're in the quarterfinals. We'll have a lot of fun tonight. So stick it right here. This is the Game Blitz brought to you by Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.